All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with two of your favorites, Vince and Lou, Big Lou Valentino. Vince, your channel's on Rumble, correct?
Yep, on Rumble, doing well so far.
We got to be real careful. So we're going to make this fluff too friendly. And I thought, what two better pair to bring on to talk about Diddy? And all roads leading to, I don't know, could it be leading to Oprah? Could it be leading to Mr. O? We know who Mr. O is. A lot of big names here. And I'm posing the question that maybe, just maybe, since Homeland Security is the one that searched Diddy and Mayorkas, who is under impeachment inquiry, they're less accountable than the Justice Department and FBI. We know that Diddy has not been arrested yet. I think they could be. I'm just posing the question, what could really be going on here? And I think we should look at all things. I think a lot of big names are going to be implicated. I think a lot of celebrities are worried. I got some people involved in Hollywood that have told me, like, man, people aren't even talking to each other right now. Like, it's like in freeze mode. People are scared. So I want to go into all this and then kind of look back on P. Diddy and who else? Jay-Z, Oprah, everybody, folks. So we're all going to be spitballing it here a little bit. But first, folks, get your GDR Panolidine. If you suffer from daily pain like I do, which I'm in pain, my heart's in pain. I just lost my dog. You need to listen to this message very carefully. We know about pain relief is changing the world forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we are all searching for effective ways to relieve pain. And safety is more important than ever. Let's be frank. We all have seen the horrors of the opiate crisis. You may have even been affected personally. I have personally. I used to use a little bit here and there. So, and that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have heard that. You may have seen his world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I am talking about Panolidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. As you read this, Panolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for hundreds of professional athletes, tens of thousands of seniors, and the official pain reliever of choice for the UFC. I take it daily, and let me tell you, my back pain has subsided a lot. I take a few things for my back pain, but my joints hurt, my hands hurt, my face hurts. Clint explains how Panolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will get back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have virtually tried everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's like my old daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints, everything, all of it. Does not make me feel groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news is, Panolidine has no documented side effects after years of private testing. Hit the link below, folks. Get started on Panolidine. It's trikono.com/Nino. trikono.com/Nino. Get started on it. Relieve your pain. And I'm telling you what, I feel pain-free. So I'm good. All right, guys. Sorry for that. I had to do it. You know how it is.
Yep. Got to pay the bills.
You don't want to do that. You're a grifter. Oh, geez. Anyway, man, thanks, guys, for joining me. I know we've all been watching this, and I know, Vince, you just did a show on this, right, on P. Diddy, everything that's going down. I mean, there's a lot to see here. It reminds me of back in 2020 when I first – went viral with that one big video I did that kind of put me on the scene of podcasting, was talking about all the Hollywood stuff going on, the demonic stuff, and, you know, children, the whole thing. And I can't say it here on YouTube, but that really put me on the radar, and it's aging very well. It's aging very, very well, because, you know, it's like everything that was conspiracy back in 2020 is now 2024, and it's looking to be mainstream. It's all just, the floodgates are open. It took 4 years, but I think we're here now. What do you guys think? Go ahead.
This is the year of revelations, that's for sure. A lot of things are being revealed. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are looking into things that they've never looked into before. And, you know, in some sense, you could say that the elites have overplayed their hand. With the Diddy thing, and feel free to jump in, any of you guys, whenever you want. Let's just, like you said, let's just spitball here. I think that's the best, right? Going one by one by one is kind of like boring, so we can have like an open fireside chat here. But I covered this Diddy thing, and you know, Cat Williams, yeah, he did that clip a long time ago where he was actually talking to the ex-football player, I forget his name, but he talked about how like it
Shannon
will be
Sharp.
Revealed. Yeah, NFL player, right? Wasn't he? What was his name?
Club Shay Shay, Shannon Bark. Shannon
yeah,
Sharp.
Yeah.
Club
Shannon
Shay Shay.
Sharp, right. Shannon Sharp, right. And he talked about this, and he's actually said like a few things where like he's talked about like Moloch, and he's talked about a few things that have come to fruition already. And he's like, I'm just collecting information. I see these things. And he like basically predicted this Diddy raid. Now, when you look at this, you know, they're calling him, and this is coming from the New York Post. This isn't conspiracy. This is coming from the New York Times. They're calling him like the Epstein of the music industry. The thing is, though, there were people behind Epstein, right? So, like, right. who are the people in the shadows that they're not mentioning? And when you start to look into it, you look into his Revolt TV, which he just sold the rest of the shares of to a mystery buyer. You look into Revolt TV, and you look into, and then you start to look behind, like who was behind the door at Revolt TV, and it was this guy named Andy Schoen. And then you look at Andy Schoen, and you start to see all these tweets, anti-Trump tweets, and all these things. And then you look at his pictures with Lear Cohen. And then you look at pictures with Lear Cohen and Andy Schoen, and you see Lucian Grange. And then you're like, okay, what's really going on here? Because now you see a New York Post story where it says Lucian Grange knew what was happening at these parties. And so why isn't he getting investigated? You know, you talked about this at the beginning. You know, people in Hollywood, and they're saying, you know, they're afraid. They don't know who's going to get picked up. And so there's always someone else behind the curtain, right? It's not only the person at the forefront that you have to focus on. There's always someone behind the curtain behind them. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
It's right now it's the dam's breaking, in my opinion. Let's watch this just for a second. I'll cut in and out here so I don't get a copyright strike. So that's why I do it. That's why I have to pause the video all the time. But let's talk about Kat talking about Jay-Z and Prince.
With impunity about the...
First of all, can you guys hear it?
Yes.
Yep.
Illuminati, because I know who you would have to be in order for what I'm saying to bother you, number one.
I met Prince when I was 12.
Where did you meet Prince when you were 12?
In Dayton. After he performed at UD Arena. Yeah, and I knew him my whole life. He was like the guiding force for me. It's the reason I had high self-esteem was because of him. Like,
so it's been like 8 years since we lost the legendary Prince, but his beef with the music industry is...
And I'll just say I dated one of Prince's exes, so I know a lot about Prince. And she told me a lot. This guy was very awake. This guy was levels, okay? He was levels awake. And I was seeing her when they were, you know, I don't want to name her name, but we remained friends for a little while. But she told me a lot about Prince and his how just awake this man was. And really, it led to kind of like almost like a paranoia with him.
You see the stuff about Michael Jackson?
Word on the street is,
yeah, that's another thing I want to talk
being
about
awake,
too.
I know we can't talk about some of the things with Michael Jackson, of course, on YouTube, but
right.
Candace Owens talked about it.
Yeah, I mean,
about the lawsuit.
Right.
Well, I was talking more about like other things, but you know, some of his old.
I just talked to a guy from Rock Nation today, and I hope he comes on. And he was telling me, you know, really good guy, friendly guy. And he's like, Dave, I've never saw anything crazy, but he knew certain people like Aaron Carter. And he was telling me the allegations that were with Michael, you know, Jackson, and how, I, you know, we didn't get into it, but he was telling me that, you know, look at Aaron Carter. He kind of has the same kind of, he kind of had a parallel life to Macaulay Culkin, right? Like drugs and alcohol abuse. And then he ended up dying, but I mean, these kids are like severely scarred, and I want to know why. So hopefully this guy comes on and talks about it. But he wants to stay in his lane. He doesn't want to do anything crazy because he's still under Rock Nation.
Real quick, I want to jump in before you press play again. I think a lot of this stuff we like you guys probably be you have been ahead of your time, right? Vince, if I'm not mistaken, your time on YouTube was cut short because you were probably talking about a lot of things that they don't want you to talk about.
Right.
And Nino, you call it Fluff 2 for a reason. But a lot of people have been ahead of the curve on this, and I think that what really revolutionized this conversation was the movie Sound of Freedom, right? Last year when it came out, and I mean revolutionized the game in the sense of mainstream, and then other people like that would probably never believe these stories are probably like, well, what else could they probably be hiding, right? And then it became political because then you saw, the mainstream media bashing the movie. They're bashing this movie. They're saying, don't go watch it. It's a right-wing conspiracy, as far as
And that woke more people up because people were like, what the hell?
And so that goes back to Vince's point of they overplayed their hand, right? They were targeting this movie as if it was too right-wing. It was, but in reality, that movie brought people together because a lot of people have gone through or been in those situations when they crossed the border or whatever. So I say it started there, but then you have the Ryan Garcias of the world that are speaking out loud and they have like a huge platform and they're saying, hey, like this happened to me when I was younger. So you have a whole, I think this is like the perfect storm. And then you have Cat Williams do the Club Shay Shay interview that you guys spoke about. I want to share a clip maybe after you play this video, but speaking of Cat Williams, Cat Williams said 2024 is up. It's up. Like it's God's side and the other side. And race is not where you draw the line. So I think this is just like the perfect firestorm. And one more thing to your guys' point about Diddy is I saw Candace Owens. Speaking of Candace, I saw Candace Owens come out. She said, can Diddy be the fall guy? Who is he taking the fall for? So these are questions, and I just think it's like the perfect ball of fire, like just coming straight at the
That's what I think.
elites, and well, dude,
I
you remember when Ye was on Nori's podcast? What is it called? Drink Champs.
yes,
And they like said
they took
worst
the
day. They
episode
had
down, yeah.
they took the episode down. They had to
Revolt
apologize or
TV.
whatever. Yeah, they're owned by Revolt TV, which is owned by that Andy Shune guy, which I was talking about. They say it's Diddy's thing, but it's not really Diddy's. Look at iHeartMedia. It's a guy named Pittman. And then you start to look into all these things, and you're like, hold on a second. What's really going on here? Like, he is the fall guy. You look at Lucian Grange. You look at all these people who aren't going down, right? And these are like Epstein type people. Like,
Well, if we
it's
look at it, Diddy still has not been arrested yet,
right.
right? A bunch of people around him are being arrested. The DHS obviously came to his home. He took the plane. A lot of people are coming up with conspiracies of what could have been on the plane and it hit foreign soil. Maybe he
Well, they're
was
saying he took a
parachute.
plane, but TMZ said he was just walking around the airport.
But that's what I'm saying. That plane was a decoy, could have been, by the way, all alleged.
Right.
These are some of the conspiracies going on online that I've read, where that the plane went this way, he went that way, so it could be a distraction. So that way the plane gets there and blah, blah, blah. But there's just a lot going on, a
Did you
lot,
see
right?
that
Because
lawsuit? Did you look into the lawsuit? Did you guys look at all the pictures and stuff? Like
I
the
saw
thing
most of
about
them.
the
I saw some of them.
dude, the thing that occurred in
Oh, a
the
lot
studio,
of it.
someone died, and then someone who knew someone at the LAPD basically said, no, it was a drive outside the studio. This lawsuit proves it wasn't outside the studio. And so the LAPD reported it as a drive that occurred outside the studio, just like a random incident. And so then the media reported it as like a someone inside the studio, but this lawsuit proves that that didn't happen. Then you look at all these other pictures, you see Cuba Gooding Jr. named, and he's
Yeah.
like, did you see that? Where
Yes.
they said that Cuba Gooding Jr. was like,
You know where
trying to
this takes
like
me,
do some
though?
things to some dudes.
You know where this takes me also, though? Like, not only to Prince or Michael Jackson, but Tupac. I'm like, man, if you really think about Tupac, how hard that dude was, and he didn't keep his mouth closed. I mean, the guy came out with an album, Illuminati. I mean, the guy was going all in. Like, he was taking on this. I feel like he was taking on the system. And they were like, dude, we can't have this guy. He's too much. He's a liability for everybody. That's what I think happened. I think everyone kind of agreed on it. They're like, you know what? He's getting too crazy, man. We gotta quiet this guy down. He's going nuts. But I just, now that's my theory.
I'm
Well,
reading
that's the thing that with Ye.
the title of this video you're playing is, it's a little,
Yeah, don't say it.
I'm not gonna say it, but it's wild.
I know, but they put a number one there, see?
Yeah,
that's how
so
they avoided
50
the.
Cent, 50 Cent's been asking the question, where is Jay-Z? That's a great question to ask.
Well, let's play this real quick, just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Big labels might have played a role in his tragic end. Now, his buddy Cat Williams is dropping some serious bombshells, hinting that maybe Prince's death wasn't just some accident, like they say. Fans are buzzing about Jay-Z supposedly trying to pull a fast one on Prince, convincing him to hand over his music rights to Tidal, which ended up in a lawsuit between Prince's estate and Roc Nation. And it seems like Cat Williams isn't buying the official story of Prince's death.
Nobody's buying the official story. I mean, nobody is buying this official story. This is all coming out.
Hinting that he's got the receipts to back it up. Over the years, there's been tons of talk about the sudden deaths of music icons like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and of course, Prince. All of them were vocal about their issues with the big record labels. Prince, especially, took some big steps to break free from their grip. Quick backstory. Prince got his start with Warner Music back in 77 when he was barely legal. His album 1999 blew up, and by 84, Purple Rain catapulted him to superstardom. But as Prince's
I'm gonna move a little bit ahead
and
here.
Also, it wasn't just about the record labels. Like it was a lot more than just like coming out against the record labels. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys know what lyrics I'm talking about when I'm talking about Michael Jackson, where they made him take the lyrics out of a song? Do you guys have any idea what I'm
They
talking
don't really
about?
care about us. Was it that one?
Yes, they don't really
I
care
got
about
it.
us.
I named it.
Yeah. Do you know who they? Do you know who he's talking about?
Yeah. The they would
Okay.
be, I guess, the Illuminati or what? Who?
Okay. No.
The record producers, the
We'll
record.
go to it. We'll go to it. Yeah.
We need to go to the back channel for that or what?
No, 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 no. Well, you can show the lyrics. You just can't say them. But yeah.
So there came a point where Prince just had it with the music biz. He even said he wished he'd picked a different career if he knew then what he knows now.
Wow.
He told the LA Times, "If I can't do what I want to do, what am I?" He felt like he was being held back, like a dreamer turned into a slave. He famously said, "If you don't own your masters, your master owns you." In 2007, he went on the offensive against the internet giants, YouTube, eBay, and Pirate Bay for using his music without permission. Then there's the streaming saga. Prince yanked his music off all platforms except for Jay-Z's Tidal. He gave Tidal the exclusive rights to stream.
So Prince is like the original that came out, right? I would say Prince would be the first one to really make his voice known. That's what it seems like to me.
As far as
and,
the game that they were playing.
Right. And I think there's more to the story of Tupac. I mean, you just saw recently that the real murderers behind Tupac got arrested, and that whole thing's coming out. I mean, it looks like they're really trying to cover up everything right now.
Yeah, is there
you
any
know
way
what
I
I mean?
Can play, I could can I play this? I want to share the screen.
Yeah,
I want to play this video.
yeah, but just you know what to do, right? Stop it every 10 seconds or so, every 15.
Yeah, this is
oh
the
yeah,
Club
this
Shay
is the
Shay.
Shannon Sharp clip.
Yeah,
yeah,
this is the Club Shay Shay one.
make sure the sound is shared, Lou.
Can you see it? You guys can see it now, right?
Yeah, we can
yeah.
see it. You just
okay.
gotta
but make
put
sure the
share
sound
sound
is good.
before you.
Yeah, the sound is good.
No, yes, it's share sound.
Share sound.
Just
I don't.
play it.
Let me know. Yeah.
Is God?
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Side and the other side, and we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. Period. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, TG Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all.
I think
oh.
That's one of the most iconic clips I think you could ever play.
Yeah.
Just because Cat Williams, like this interview was like, not only was it crazy because he was spilling everything, but this part right here, speaking about it's God's side and then there's the other side. And everybody and all these people will be catching it in 2024. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever. And it even opened up my eyes about TD Jakes. I was looking into TD Jakes the other day. I'm like, what
can you
is
believe
this
that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're even seeing it. I think the pastors, to me, they're the most believable. Because I've always like looked at them like, well, you're a snake oil salesman. I
yeah,
have
a
my
lot of people
goal
are saying like the
just...
Antichrist is gonna be named this year. And it's the Antichrist is gonna be revealed this year. And now after some of the things that I've seen, like I don't think that's too far fetched. Like it's
no, not at all.
Stuff's crazy.
Where do you guys think this Diddy thing goes? Do you think so? So here's the question that I propose real quick is, what do you think it goes? Does he ever show his face again, or would this be like an Epstein situation where it's over.
I think the dam's breaking and there's no way for them to put it back together again. I think it's over. And they're doing their best right now with the homeland and Mayorkas, the impeachment inquiry and everything happening right now. I think they're trying to get evidence so that I think they know where this is going. I think they know Mr. T's coming back, dude. I really, and then at least they're bracing for it. They know they're in deep shit. And I think they're like, okay, let's cover all our bases. Let's get rid of the evidence. And I think that's what this is all about. If you see these guys, if you see people like Cat Williams, I mean, Cat Williams coming out, 50 Cent right here, questions Jay-Z's silence. I mean, he's throwing Jay-Z under the bus, dude. I mean, they're going after these guys, bro.
Well, I got to defend. So I'm from New York, and I got to defend this guy. 50 Cent's been ahead of the curve since day one when it came to Diddy.
I'm all in with 50 Cent. I love a 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent's been he's been saying and screaming out loud that Diddy is not who he portrays himself to be. And I'm glad he's calling out Jay-Z, because I don't know if you guys know about these all white parties that they have. Michael Rubens of the world, and you know, these all white parties, it's Jay-Z, it's the Rock Nation brunches.
So what is an all-white party, Lou? What is that
it's
exactly?
It's like just like everyone dresses in white and like weird things happen. weird things that you don't know. That's like, it's very strange. The Michael Rubin parties are very, you look into that you go down that rabbit hole and it's a little weird.
Who's the quote-unquote witch that Jay-Z's always with, Maria? Abramovich, what's her name?
Bartiromo or whatever her name is.
Oh my God, I had her name.
Abramovich, or what's her name?
No, yeah, Maria. Oh, Abramovich. Yeah,
something like that.
That's right. I'm thinking of Maria from Fox News. Yeah, she does that spirit cooking stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you are who you hang out with, man. I mean, 50 Cent has continued his attacks against Diddy following his Los Angeles and Miami homes being raided, questioning where Jay-Z was in all this chaos. Where's Jay-Z? In his first post, he put Brooklyn's rapper face on the side of the milk carton under the word missing. Now, these guys, it seems to me like for 50 Cent to be coming out and Cat Williams to keep coming out, I almost think to myself, they got to know that you would have to be protected in some way, right? I mean, you just don't go out guns blazing like this and just start raising questions about people like Jay-Z, you know, because we could say that Jay-Z is probably a lot more powerful than 50 Cent in this industry. And you don't just come out talking trash against someone that you feel can just step on you, in my opinion. Now, do you get what I'm saying? Like, would you think that maybe 50 Cent and Cat Williams, because I can't say the word here on YouTube, but that's like a, you know what, mission. Like you're signing your own death warrant. That's
yeah, I don't know. I think with the internet nowadays, like, I mean, you see what happened. Candace Owens, right? She came out, she started asking questions, she started talking about some stuff. She got fired by the Daily Wire for talking about those things. A lot of people are coming out, a lot of lies, like Cat Williams said, this is the year of revelations. Everyone's going to be revealed this year. All lies will be revealed. And, you know, the question is like, who's behind Jay-Z, right? Because as I said, there's always like a lot of people talk, a lot of people joke that, well, I had, you know, something with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right? It collapsed. Yeah. And then people were tweeting out this meme that it had something on. That's why the bridge collapsed. You know, this joke. But who's behind, right? We know from the Epstein.
Yeah.
So with the Epstein case, we know that the Epsteins were above, right? Because you look at in that dress, right? This is their goal was to blackmail very powerful U.S. politicians and very powerful people in the U.S. They were Mossad agents into doing what's best for, you know, into fulfilling their goals, right? Like, we own you, dude. Like, we own you.
Yeah.
We are in control of you. So like, who's behind Jay-Z, right? Same question. Who's behind Diddy? You start to look, you find Lucian Grange, Andy Schoen, the owner of iHeartMedia. Then you look behind them, and then you start to see connections with Epstein. And
it's like the layers of an onion, man. It just keeps going.
Well, I think you named it. I think this is the blackmail game. I think that when you really think about the foundation on how this whole operation really connects to each other, I think it's that. I think it's more of, how much do we have on that person? What do we have on them? How can we control? And I think it always comes down to control. And I think that A lot of people, like the Jay-Z's of the world, are missing because of that. I think a lot of people are controlled, and I don't want to go too crazy on here because I know that this needs to make fluff too. But it really goes down to Candace Owens, I think, really hit the nail on the head. If you look at who's connected to what,
Right.
then you'll be able to answer a lot of these questions. And that's all I'll say about that. I don't want to go crazy on here, but yeah, and that's just the way it is at all. So you just got to be extremely careful the way you speak about
So,
these things. So, yeah.
what's the story on this Meek Mill? Are you guys familiar with Meek
Yeah,
Mill?
where is he
Yeah.
at? Where's Meek Mill at? What is he? How come he's not, saying anything? What's
So
going on there?
the Meek Mill thing was, it became a joke in hip hop because he's from Philadelphia. He's like a big time Philadelphia rappers. He's made a lot of songs, and there's videos now circulating. So they were on one of the lawsuits, it says that Meek Mill and Diddy had a thing, right? And people were starting to report on it, and he began to explode, like, nah, that ain't me. That ain't the way I do it. I'm from the street. Whatever. But there's a lot of videos now coming out of P. Diddy calling him daddy, saying a lot of weird things to him. Meek Mill is also, has also been to those all-white parties where Mike Rubin has been, kind of, showing him a little too much love. And
Yeah.
so there's like a lot of videos coming out of Meek Mill and Diddy, and yeah, man, a lot of these people, they're just getting exposed for being undercover, you know what? So that's what's going on with Meek, and I think Meek is one of those, in my opinion, victims of, what they got on him or what they might have on him, and stuff like that. And
Yeah, they make
I
him
think
do stuff.
one of the most important
Yeah.
stories on this that I think a lot of people are missing is the rapper Mace. The rapper Mace was signed to Bad Boy Records back in the day, right? He was like a prodigy of Biggie. Mace broke, they broke it off with Mace, which was Diddy. Diddy broke it off with Mace, because Mace was saying that Diddy was doing a lot of crazy stuff back then, and Diddy was just not who he was portraying himself to be. And Mace had a promising career, but it was cut short.
Right, and Mace went Christian music, dude. So
Yeah, he went,
you know
bro.
that whatever happened really affected him. He went the other
Yeah.
direction.
You guys
I
see
think
that video with Diddy and Justin Bieber
Yeah.
oh, I have
When he
it.
was 15 years
I
old?
have it on
Oh,
here.
my God. Oh, you haven't seen
That's
that
even
clip?
crazy. I'm
Yeah.
gonna
Oh, dude. I got it. I have it. You want to show it?
you have who you guys have it? I wanted to show this clip with Mace real quick, speaking about
Yeah, go
Destiny.
ahead.
It's a short clip, speaking about Destiny and everything that he escaped when he broke it off with Diddy. Here's him and Cameron on his show. I don't know if you guys know about the show. It is what it is. Here
Yeah.
it
It's got deeper than that, but to put it on a general spectrum, this tonight on whatever date this is, we're all here at this very moment, no matter what path you took to get in this room tonight.
Yeah. Is there such thing as life and then there's destiny? Those are two different
This is Mace, by the way.
Damn, he
Things.
looks older, bro.
Like you.
He was young. He was young back in those days. He was like 17 years old when he first signed with them.
But every person have something they supposed to do, but then they don't have to choose that. And that's what makes it your life. Like you could be meant to be something great, but you can decide something different, as we see people do all the time.
This is the question right here.
But you always know the right decision because it's the end result that tell you. You made the right decision, or that wasn't the right decision.
You don't know till the end.
You'll know at the end.
Did you make the right decision leaving rap?
I did. Everything now that we see playing out was all the things I escaped. The car, the shine, the loan, Puff Daddy,
Greg Mack,
Eric, the Craig Mack,
Biggie Smalls.
the Biggie Smalls. So even though I made those decisions and it cost me money, that's why I got with Killer and they gave me the money back. I didn't lose no money. Destiny.
Wow.
Ooh,
That gave me the
wow,
chills,
that's
dog.
cool. I
That
gotta
was
tell
real
you,
good.
man, I have my own type of little thing with that. Like I quitting alcohol, stepping away from boxing, the whole thing. I look back now and it's like hindsight's 20/20, right?
Yeah, this guy escaped all of that with Diddy. He's been speaking out against Diddy taking money, giving those crazy contracts where he owns everything. And this guy, was one of the most promising young rappers at that time, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then he kind of just stepped away from it.
Let's watch some of this. This is Bieber.
This isn't the one that I was talking about, but I haven't seen this one.
Well, this is so cringe.
Oh, I could find the clip, by the way. Oh, this is the clip.
Yo, right, yeah, here. This is it. This is it. Yeah.
You good?
I'm good. How are you?
All right,
doing?
Young brother, everything's good. Everything's selling out arenas and everything. Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Right. Okay.
My number?
Yeah.
Dude, how cringeworthy is this, man? This is
it's
so
weird.
Cringe.
Skip ahead to the other one, though. Skip ahead to the keep going. Where they're out. That one.
Go yeah. back a little more. Maybe just
a little bit more.
A little bit more.
They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher.
Legal guardianship of Usher and has custody of Justin?
Yeah.
And, you know, he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full crazy. Crazy.
I'm taking this out tonight.
What you want to do? What you want to do over the next 48 hours?
48 hours. Let's go. Let's just go get some girls.
I moved to.
Let's go get some girls.
This one is important.
What you think.
This clip right here is very important because it relates to that, what they were talking about. This clip with Usher, where Usher was 13 years old. Go ahead, play it if you can.
New York City. And I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending
New
you
York
over
City.
To something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some.
Flavor Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's. He's gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. Hey, it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
Curious. It was curious.
There to see the lifestyle,
right?
And I saw it, and it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. Was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay,
I didn't but say you that. Didn't. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Biggie Smalls was there. Lil Kim, Craig Mack.
All
you know,
these people
all
are hanging
these,
around.
Yeah, man. Faith Evans. Jodeci, Mary
okay?
J. Blige, they ain't know nothing about this shit.
Oh,
wow! So his parents, so it's like a
Damn.
Training,
and
a training camp, basically,
said,
right?
There was a clip with LeBron James talking with Diddy, and he was like, "Ain't no party like a Diddy party."
Yo, that just came out too. Everybody's posting that too. Yo, it's a lot coming out, man. This
but
is
did
like
you seen the lawsuit that they were like passing around some like I don't know if I can say this Caucasian male. Did you guys see that in the lawsuit? The Diddy lawsuit.
No.
They were saying that they were passed, and Diddy was like, "Oh, it's okay. Everyone does this." If you look at the actual lawsuit, you see that.
You have it? Can you pull it up?
It's on Gateway Pundit. You can find it on the Gateway Pundit, the actual lawsuit, and you can see him say he was like, "And I ran into him doing some things with a Caucasian male, and he was like, "Hey, come get in on this."
Crazy,
he was like,
crazy.
"Everyone's doing this. Everyone in the rap game's doing this. Don't worry about it." Crazy man.
Everyone in the rap game's doing this.
Yeah, if you look at the details of all those lawsuits, man, there's so many gems in there. There's just a lot going on. And then you look at all these clips that are now like resurfacing. It's just like the biggest rabbit hole, and it just doesn't end. Cause there's like new clips resurfacing every day now. Every like, did you hear about the little girl that Diddy once adopted, the little white girl?
Yeah,
no.
I don't know if I didn't know if that was true or not.
No, that's 1,000% true. He definitely
true?
Adopted somebody. He adopted the young lady, but the young lady has never just, she never came back to camera. And I know there was a trend at some point, like, where is she? Because people never saw her again after that.
You know, we talked a little bit about last time I was on, we talked a little bit about predictive programming. Remember this, Nino? We got into a real good discussion about predictive programming, and we talked about that movie White Noise, which was about that train wreck, and then a train wreck actually happened in Ohio in the same town where the extras were from the movie. And we talked about others that Russia attack that happened, where there's a movie that came out, Tenet, in 2020, and the movie looks exactly like what happened in that Russia attack. And so we talked about how it's not necessarily that these people know exactly what's going to happen in the future. It's that the people that write the movies channel demons. They say this prayer. Mm-hmm. It's called a prayer to the muse. If you look this up,
I believe that. I believe that.
A lot of big producers admit that they say this prayer, and they say, I am the conduit. Channel through me your ideas. And they get these ideas from the movie, and the demons know what's going to happen, you know, in the future. And I'm just thinking about this because, you know, when you look at these movies like Kiss the Girls from 1997, I think it was. I don't know.
My sister was in a movie.
Kiss the Girl. Wait, what?
Yeah, my sister was in that movie. Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, yeah. So that movie, if you look at that scene where the girl jumps off the cliff to try to get away from this island where these things were happening.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Dude, the one of the survivors of the Epstein said, I was on this island. I literally had to jump off a cliff. And so these producers like get these ideas from these movies, from either channeling through demons or from things.
I think it's channeling or like real stories. Yeah, you're right.
Or things that they see themselves. Yeah.
But look what's happening with Oprah right now. Let's talk about Oprah just for a sec, because now she's on the defense, right? So Cat Williams came out here in this video. Well, let's just listen to it.
It's gonna be in a dimension that's never been.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
The greatest thing floating in 2024. Mark the words. No way.
See, how does Kat know this? I'm not saying he's not listening to the Holy Spirit. That's a big thing.
He says later on, he's like, I pay for information. he's like the music industry snitch or whatever. I don't even know.
Right, but he has to be confident to be coming out right now, bro. He's got. I'm wondering if like. Listen, Kat, you're going to come out and spill the beans. You're going to be the guy. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there hypothetically.
In a whole different realm of business. Oprah coming next. Once I establish this as a place of truth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Watch.
So it looks like Kat is starting to rub Oprah the wrong way because she is now breaking her silence on him and dragging him for filth for talking about her.
I think this is going
to end. Oprah's coming next. I can't wait to see what comes out about Oprah. I remember that Dave Chappelle clip where he was talking about how all these guys, like every guy's, they have to wear dresses at some point or another in their lives. And that was Dave Chappelle talking about that. Debo talked about it. Cat Williams talked about it. And she was like, kind of like acting surprised, but you can tell that she was acting surprised. But anyway, I got to run here. Guys, I'm going to leave.
All right.
I appreciate you having me on here.
No worries, man. Go ahead and go. We're going to finish up here. We're going to wrap this up right now anyway.
I got to go pick up my son. But thanks for having me on.
Go do what you got to do.
I appreciate it, man. I'd like to
come on again. Nice to meet you, brother. I'll make sure to follow you on Rumble and stuff like that for sure.
Yeah, and check out that article I sent you guys off.
Oh, yeah. I see it on the
screen.
Yeah.
You got it, man.
Show that. All right.
Take it easy, man. All right. Late.
In case y'all missed it, Oprah has been spilling tea and exposing some embarrassing and King's illegal activities that Oprah has been in, and it seems like she has had it to hear with him, and she is ready to come at Cat Williams for all the accusations he has spread about her. And if y'all know Oprah, you know that she does not play when it comes to stuff like this. So, did she really put a hit out on Cat?
Some of us are against the Illuminati, and we are against the Illuminati at our own detriment. When people are against the Illuminati, then they get punched in the face all the time. The press hates them. Nobody likes them.
And we know what's happened to Cat, man, his whole career. I mean, he had a very promising career, and then boom, that was it. As soon as he started speaking out, dude, he maybe did it a little bit prematurely, but when he started speaking out, that was it. They stopped him immediately, and they just destroyed his career.
Yeah, that goes for anybody that tries to step in and go against the agenda. So, because there's a lot of agendas, right? But most of them come from the same type of foundation of just, in my opinion, wickedness and the way they want to run the world and make decisions for other people. And this always does connect itself back to politics. Like, because politics is how you, it's this the influence of legislation, right? But the influence to legislate comes from this world of, not to say too much, but yeah.
Well, let's look who Oprah hangs out with here. Have you all heard of John of God? My visit
Oh
with him.
yeah. Oh yeah. I broke the
I mean,
story.
you are who you're with, and she's promoting this guy. You're telling me she doesn't know what he's into? You're telling me that Oprah does not know what he's into? She's promoting him. You don't think she has higher ups that tell Oprah, "Oprah, we want you to promote John of God." I mean, I'm just saying, it just seems very. And if we know right here, boom, right here, I'm going to share right here, bam.
Yep,
Fingers on
Brazilian
sex.
healer John of God once featured on Oprah. It's been accused of some crazy things. Yeah, I remember this story. It's crazy, bro.
He calls himself John of God and dwells in the Brazilian village of, I don't know what that's, Abadania, an otherwise remarkable countryside transformed into a fanciful spiritual tourist mecca of his believers, where everybody wears white and waits in line for a moment with a celebrity healer they've all come to see. Zahira Lenenki Maus was among one of them. The Dutch dance choreographer made the pilgrimage 4 years ago seeking to heal sexual trauma she said she has suffered in the past. She had read books about John of God and watched YouTube videos about his alleged powers and saw his 2010 interview with Oprah Winfrey. So Oprah Winfrey really put him on the scene. And who is this guy? He is, I mean, there he is, surrenders on sexual. I mean, he was supposed, well, this is proven, he was trafficking, what, thousands of kids, hundreds of kids? What was it? He had a whole system going.
Yep.
I mean, this is just crazy, man. I mean, I think we're now at the precipice where all of this is coming out. This is just gonna avalanche.
But like Kat said in the beginning of the video, is it, Kat, maybe we'll get Oprah next. Like, he threw that out there in the sense of like,
Yeah, but in order for him and 50 Cent, all I'm saying is for them to feel so confident about this, I kind of feel like maybe they were pulled to the side and said, "Hey, we're doing this. We want you guys to put this stuff out." Get what I'm saying? Like maybe, let's say white hats, whatever you want to say, the good guys, whatever, said, "Hey, we want you guys to come out and start putting it out there that things are coming down on these individuals, these celebrities."
what a time to be alive. Yeah, man, a lot of this stuff leaves me speechless only because it's actually coming out and that we've been talking about this stuff for some time. You've been talking about this stuff for some time. I remember AJ and a lot of people speaking about these different things for a long time, man. And it's like, wow, it's we're living in the reality of now. And yeah, what's this, 50 Cent on Instagram?
Yeah, well, that's Liz on
Oh
Instagram. Don't even say her name, but 50
yeah, I'm
Cent
not
posted
gonna.
on Instagram that he bets he will get Diddy's blackmail videos of other celebrities and power players engaging in criminal activity, and he said he'll pay top dollar for them. 50 was referencing the allegation from Rodney Lil Rod Jones lawsuit claiming that Diddy was had hidden cameras in every room in his home and had recordings of all his guests engaging in illegal activity. I mean, this is yeah, Mr. Combs had hidden cameras in every room at his home. Every room, dude. I heard the same thing about the Playboy Mansion, but look,
Yo,
man, I
how
think
can we get 50 Cent on the show, man? This guy knows a lot.
I know, right? I ran into him a couple times in Vegas. He has a boxing gym up there, and that was 10 years ago, so
You
I
never know, man.
don't
You never know. Maybe he wants to reach out to this side. I think he's been reaching out to the right
I
side.
think, look.
He's been pinpointing a little bit here. He's been, I think that this is like his moment to finally come out and deep dive these types of things. He's been calling a lot of these things out for a long time, man.
I think it's about to take off, man. I think we're gonna get what we're gonna watch the avalanche. I think the celebrities are in big, big trouble. I think, dude, we're gonna be commentating on this a lot. So more to come, folks. This is about to get really interesting, really, really interesting. It's already interesting. It's already unbelievable. But it's been leading. If you've been noticing, things have been going like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, and we're coming to the pimple pop, man. It's about to happen. So. Lou, man, thanks for joining me. Vince had to take off early, but it's all good. Thank you for coming on. Where can people find you?
Lou Valentino on YouTube, Lou Valentino. underscore, if I'm not mistaken, on X. I'm on X, and Lou Valentino on Rumble as well. And Lou Valentino on Locals as well.
Nice. All right, Lou, take it easy, my man. Let's stay in touch.
All right.